People come from every country to look for work.
Yes, and they made it. That's the way Landish dish is made. You know, when the Russia owns it, there was nobody coming here. I don't know why. I think they allow them or what. But after 90 days, border, there's people come from all over. That's the way they built the United States. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now it's a big country, all kinds of people, people in every country here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dear, thank you.
You're welcome.
For your help. And where is your office?
I'm down to where the craft room is and then around the corner.
All right.
It says social service office.
I'll drop by.
All right. No. I'll see you. Oh, no, I'm going to have bingo at 2 o'clock, so I'll be in the great room. I'll see you later, Amelia.
You play bingo, too?
Yeah, we're going to play bingo this afternoon.
But I don't know how. I can't see now.
I know you do.
My eyes are pretty poor.
But the other ladies want to come.
Well, that's good. That's
okay,
good.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, they play bingo here, and they play all kinds of games. And I like everything, but, you know, my eyes are not good at all.
Mrs. Hill, tell me, where were you from originally?
Finland.
Whereabouts in Finland?
Oh, Saarijärvi.
How do you say it?
It's marked here.
On the postcard here?
Saarijärvi.
Saarijärvi?
Yes, that's the church's name too.
Saarijärvi.
Yes.
You know, Suomi.
When I was in Finland, you know, Lutheran church, the government owns it.
Yes.
Every baby was born, they take in that church and register. And the government owned Lutheran church in Finland.
Oh.
And every baby was there when I was that long. They take me there and registered.
And when were you born?
Long time ago, I get mixed up.
Let's see, this is 1974.
Yes, but I'm 90 years old and 5 months.
So that makes you born in January 1918? February 1st.
Yes.
In about 1885?
Yes, sure.
About that.
84, 85.
Yes.
I don't keep record anymore. I don't want to get any older.
What was your name in Finland? Hill is your married name.
Yes, my name is Amalia Kuivakangas.
Kuivakangas. Kuivakangas.
Yes, that's the way I lived in Finland.
Now you understand why I haven't learned to speak Finnish.
Yes.
I'm sorry to put the tongue around it.
Yeah.
Now, you left there when you were a young woman.
Yes, young woman looking for work. And both was full of young people, all kinds of country coming to this country. And when I came to Ellis Island, you know, I had my sister Mary working here cooking. And then when they came to Ellis Island, that family that my sister Mary was working,
yes,
they waiting for me, they down table.
Oh.
And then they sent the man to meet me. In Ellis Island, when I come there with the others, she come and took me by the neck. And then the boys packing my suitcases and ribs. Well, I kick and try to tell him what I wanted, but he didn't know what I'm talking. And they went away, and the people that pack my things, you know, they didn't have my address and they didn't know anything about. I thought I lost fortune.
Oh, of course.
But that wasn't much, but you know. How you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. And what did happen to your things? Did you
lose them? No. How could I? The other people coming in the boat and they didn't know my address and they didn't know nothing. They were helping.
But did you ever get your things back?
Oh, no.
No, they were gone then.
They didn't know my address and they didn't know what to do and I didn't know where they were going.
Oh, my.
So it was not much, but you know how you feel.
It was quite a bit to you at that time.
Yeah, that time. But I'm laughing at now.
Yeah.
You know that they sent that man to meet me at Ellis Island.
Yes.
And he come and grab me,
yes,
with a bunch of people, and I kick.
Well, if somebody grabbed me at the back of the neck, I think I'd kick too.
Well, I didn't know what he meant.
Surely.
But then he took me to that place, and I get work there, and I get along fine with my work. And Colette Mary was teaching me to wait on table, and I work for wealthy people.
I see.
And wait on table and put up these fancy dinners. And I didn't cook, but I laid on table.
Now, this was around 1900, was it?
Yes, time I first came to the United States.
When was that? Do you remember?
Well, we were beginning a little while ago.
In the 1800s sometime, 1898?
Yes, it was, yes.
Then how did you happen to come to Alaska?
Well, I was working outside.
Yes.
And I have the Martha Cash. He's still here. And he's born in Finland. He's my neighbor girl. And then Julius Kaiser's family, she was married to Finnish woman. They were coaxing me to come here.
They were coaxing you to come?
Yes, sure.
And they had already come up here?
Oh, they were mining, making big money.
Oh, they were?
The Julius Kaiser and that. Mrs. was Martha's aunt. So that's the way they are. And I come to Fairbanks. I didn't get anything but the mining and coal, but there was lots of big blueberries. I was out in the woods.
There are still lots of big blueberries.
Oh.
There still are. I go picking every summer.
That's good. And they're good for you.
Oh, yes.
And cranberries are healthy.
Yes, they are.
They are very good. You know.
And rose hips, too.
Yeah. Everything. There's lots of good things in Alaska.
Yes. Is it like Finland a little bit?
Huh?
Is it like Finland at all? No?
I don't ever stay Finland. I come from farming country in Finland, and this was mining country.
I see.
And then I came to Fairbanks, you know, nobody done, only living in the log houses and mining.
Yes.
And I don't know how we get lots of crop, but we never were short of food. We have everything, a good table. I was surprised at working wealthy people outside that how the people live good.
Mm-hmm.
They have good meats and they have good cooking and everything was just full, nobody short of food.
Yes.
And they were hand mining. You know, they didn't have no machinery any kind. And we didn't have no railroad, we didn't have no road, only boat summertime.
I see.
That's the way we get the groceries in them. And they have everything. We never were short.
Hmm.
Some reason they get it. And everything was good.
Now, you came here to Fairbanks first?
Oh, yes.
This is where, how did you get here? Did you take
a boat. You can boat. You can have a sushi and Sarah, beautiful boat. We take that from North Seward or Valdez. And it took us almost all summer. We dance every night and we are good musicians. I tell you, we have good time.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's the way I come to Fairbanks.
Did you go to Seattle?
Oh, I have to go to Seattle first. But, you know, I had to come from California. I had to come to boat from Seattle to... To
Alaska,
yes.
Did you take the train to Seattle? How did you get to Seattle from California? You went to California.
It must be that sure for a long time ago.
Yes,
I forgot.
Of course.
I must have get there.
And then, but then you took the Susie and the Sarah.
Yes, so I misspoke. They have two boats, Susie mm-hmm. and Sarah, on Yukon River, beautiful cows. And then we dance every night and we have good music and we have good time, but took us a long time.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I come to Fairbanks.
Lots of fun. There were stern wheelers.
Oh, yes. And then when I came to Fairbanks, they were hand mining. They didn't have no kinds of machines. Everybody making good money.
Hmm.
And nobody was short of work. And nobody counted how many hours they work. When it's rain, you work longer. When there's no water, you need water in mining.
Yes.
Nobody counted hours. We didn't have no... unions and we have no bread there.
Yes.
That's the way we live here first.
Very, very free. And
oh, yes, that's the way.
And very, very nice.
And we have dances and everybody went to same dances. There was no different clubs and cliques being all done. And Gordon's have a store and he was married. Remember, we were laughing that Mrs. Gordon there, the best verse and dancing like that. She come to same dance. We were just yarsing. But we all went to same dances, and that's the way it started.
And that was very early when Fairbanks was still just a camp, wasn't it?
Yes, a log cabin. But everybody making money. They have pretty good money.
Were they mining? Were they mining at Chattanooga when you came here?
No, I never went to Chattanooga. I was riding the Fairbanks. Rick and I lived mining Fairbanks, Rick, and we didn't make no money. We left here 1914. And went up to Kaikuk.
You did?
Yes, we went up to Kaikuk. And we took the pulling boat from going up to Kaikuk River.
You did?
And there was two men, Vic and Gus Benson, our partner. They were pulling and I was steering a boat. I know how to steer a boat.
You can steer a boat?
Oh, yes, we used to learn that in Finland, how to
you
steer
did.
A boat. And we went to the pulling boat.
Now, who was your partner then?
Oh, Gus Benson, but he stayed home a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He was our partner. We went in a pulling boat.
And what was your husband's name?
Victor Hill.
Victor Hill.
Yes.
I see. That's the same man. I mean, you only had one husband.
Yes.
I see. I didn't know if maybe you had, if Mr. Hill was a second husband. Or,
no, no.
Yes, you just had
But anyway, I went with my dick, and we went to Kaigo. And then we have a steep river and lots of rocks.
Yes.
And I tell the boys, we're not going to make it. He said, oh, we make it. I jump out of the boat and to swap the boat. And they upset the boat and all the groceries they go in. And
uh-oh.
And pick up what we could. But then after we laid it round, then start to rain.
Uh-oh.
But we made it. We were young and we made it all right.
Yes.
And we went up to Kaigo. We didn't know what to do. There was no wood there. And
no wood?
We didn't have much groceries left and we didn't have much money.
Yes.
But we get the lease on Nolan Creek.
Oh.
Nolan. And then it was 135 feet to get that, where money is. And then we start to mine, and we have partner then. We were mining. And then we were figuring now we didn't have groceries, we didn't have money. When we get to Petra, if there's no money, what are we going to do? No work. But when we get to Petra, he sent a little bit of a can, $50 in a gold.
$50?
Yes, and we have everything. We pan up, and we was not short on nothing.
Uh-huh.
That's the way we went.
Well, now, I thought prices were quite high. And would $50 buy very many groceries?
Oh, yes. They're not high as now.
I see.
And then, you know, we get the meat, lots of meat.
Yes.
And nothing moose. But high as they are now.
Caribou and moose.
Yes, and we have all kinds of meat, and I don't know. We never stop.
Did you dry the meat at all, or preserve it some way?
Huh?
Did you ever preserve the meat? Like, did you can it or dry
oh,
it?
Oh, I have done a lot of things. We sold it, and we canned it, and oh, yes, we put up everything for summer.
When you were on the Koyukuk that summer?
Uh-huh.
You got meat out there.
I don't know how we get it, but we never were short of anything to eat.
Yes. Did Vic build a cabin there?
No, no. There was a cabin where we lived. And then I went outside and Vic heard the stampede on the Yukon River Marshall.
Oh, yes.
And he sent me a telegram. I was in Seattle. He said, don't come, I'm coming out.
Oh.
So we went to Marshall. There was the stampede there. And then we didn't like it.
Oh.
We stayed there 10 days. There was no trees, just the willows, and we didn't like the camp. Then we come back to Ruby.
Oh.
And we didn't know what to do, where we could go. But there was a old man there. She said, you come to Offa, that's a good place. So we did. And we mine and prospect and make our own discoveries 53 years.
For 53 years?
50 years.
Mine, at Ophir?
Yes, Ophir. Victor Girls. And then we didn't have very much. We had to go to work summertime, make pins for prospect. We were prospecting and making our own discoveries.
Yes.
We didn't need to take anything for any. We went out in the woods and bought it.
Yes.
And then
you're one of the few women who has really done a lot of prospecting in Alaska then.
Oh, yes. And then my husband was a good prospector, and it was his life. He made discoveries. Like now, they want to get proud from someone else, and this, and he didn't need to do that. He made discoveries his own.
Yes.
And then we were working offer summertime and prospect in 1920. And then we find Rich Bay. A very good bay.
You did?
Yes. And then we were living in the tent. No floor in, and then you can't stove, I bake bread, and I don't know how I've done it, I made it.
Yes.
So then we have it that way, and in 1920, we find later part of the year, and Vic took the bedrock, and I take lots of money, I clean lots of money with the hand rocker, I still have
with a hand rocker?
Hand rocker. I still have that hand rocker in Auburn.
Do you?
Yes. And Vic said that, he died, and that summer we have place ready. We gonna take some money. We have top off, and he gonna fix my rocker. But he passed away.
Oh,
some money is there.
Yes.
And Mike O'Carroll have my place now. But when after Vic passed away, and I have all my claims, nobody interested in the mining, and I got everybody's groceries, and I own and everything, and well, I stayed. I had to do the assessment work. 5-6 years. I've done my own assessment. You know these mining claims, you have to do assessment work, otherwise they go back to government.
Yes.
So I've done assessment work. I get up 4 o'clock and I work hard.
Oh boy.
Yes, I keep everything pretty.
Now, was this out of town a ways?
Oh, it was 22 miles from Offa, but we call Offa City. There was a store in Offa and the rope houses and things like that, and miners went there and lived. Yes, 2 miles. And then Mike O'Carroll bought the
Mike O'Connor, did you say?
Carroll. Yeah, Carl. I got his name. I'm going to write to Mike. I could.
How do you spell it?
Yeah. I can't spell nothing, but got it, I do. If you could read this. Mike O'Carroll.
Michael Carroll.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At Ophir.
Yes.
And he's still there?
He's still there. He's making big money.
He is.
And then Mike was our neighbor.
Oh.
And after Vic passed away, and he was not interested in me at his own, and I stand by 6 years, I done assessment.
Did you get the patents on your claims?
No, if we have a patent, we didn't need to do the assessment.
No, but I mean, even after you did the assessment work, you know, the next
you
5 or 6
get,
years.
You could, but you got to go through lots of things.
That's
right. And long as we were living there and working up every claim, we didn't think it was necessary.
Of course.
So they were all unpatented claims.
I see.
And then I worked there so long, and that after I get tired, and
yes.
And I went to Mike. Some people want to buy it, but I want Mike to have it. It's good for him.
Yes.
So he, I tell Mike that you're going to have new neighbors now. I'm going to sell out.
Mm.
And he was looking at me, and he need a place. So he said, I take you.
Mm.
So that's the way I let it go. And then Mike say I have cabin there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that I'm not going to take your cabin. Your bloom says pretty. I planted trees there in this pretty corner.
Yes.
And trees and everything, flowers and a big log cabin. And he said, I'm not take your cabin. I yes. could let them have it. Everything is cabin is there yet.
Hmm. Yes. Is he still there? And
he's mining. He have lots of ground. We was neighbors.
Yes, I see.
Yeah, connected together.
Well, was your cabin where you lived on your ground or right in the town?
No, right in the mining land.
Yeah, I don't claim. Yes.
Yeah, we never lived in town. Just the mining place.
Yes, I see.
He built it there.
You think
it's pretty yet.
Hmm. Did he had to chop down all the trees? And
oh, yes. We burned wood all together. So we burned the wood. Nothing else was there at the point.
So is it a log cabin? Or
log cabin. Yes. That's mm-hmm. the way they build houses there. There's nothing but log cabins. Yes.
Now, when you went to Ophir, you went there from Marshall, was it? On the Yukon, you said?
Yes.
How did you go? What time of year was it?
Oh, summertime.
It was summertime.
Yukon border is not open wintertime.
Yes.
So we went. So we lived there. 1920, we built a good cabin, and we were taking lots of money. But we built a 2 mile long ditch.
Hmm.
And handmade. And that ditch cost us lots of money. But we got to have a water.
Mm-hmm. So well, now Ophir is, that's not on the, that's on the Ophir River.
No, Ophir is Inago River. Inago.
Inago
yes. River.
Now does that run, that's a tributary to the
that's
Yukon.
Yes, that's
so right. So then you took Yukon. A boat up there.
Yes.
I see.
Yes, that's the way it is. And then we mined there in first airplane, then we were living there. They come to Ophir.
Oh.
And the airplane always circled there as long as the road in Tapai house.
Oh.
And they hollered, come to town. There was a Governor Parker or something, and that aviator, what is his name now? I can't think of it.
Not Ben Ilson.
No, not Ben Ilson. This was, I couldn't think of his name now. I might in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 open airplanes.
Oh. Are the wings?
No, the wing was not here.
No.
I think I had that picture of that airplane too.
Watch the cord here.
Yeah. It was Bennett. I think it was Bennett. And Ed Yonos is pilot. Ed Yonos is pilot. beautiful chairs, handmade chairs.
Oh my goodness, here in your diary.
Yeah.
Hand created rocking chairs. Who made those?
Big,
and that your husband made those?
Yes, he was making his boilers, he making everything, he was lace, and he was good man.
He knows
how to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boy, a good man is hard to find, they say.
Yes, and I worked with him, alongside him. He couldn't get lost.
Oh, now here's the picture of the airplane.
First airplane company had two of these planes in Fairbanks. And Bennett was his name.
Bennett.
And Ed Young was flying him.
Oh.
And he come to offer. And he said that now, if you come and take, I let Milja go out. And they did. And I paid $300.
My goodness.
Open plane.
$300 from Ophir to Fairbanks?
Yes.
That was the fare?
Yes, and dollar pound. I bet they made my shoes even.
And this is an old Waco.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Open airplane is right.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Good picture.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like that ride in the airplane?
I like it, and I was not scared. You know, that time the pilot was on the back, and passengers in the front.
Yes.
And Ed Young, I was looking around all over. I want to see everything.
Yes.
He pulled my hair.
He pulled you back in.
Yes.
Oh, that's a thrill, isn't it? I've never flown in an airplane like that. You know, where the passenger is in front.
Yes, the early days, that's the way they have it. They haven't got it anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's the way I came to Fairbanks.
In 1920?
Yeah. And I went outside to trip and then come back. And when I come back, there was another company. He had sell out.
Oh.
And I paid only $200.
Well, he was somewhat more reasonable.
Oh, yes. But he's more reasonable now, but he's higher not, maybe.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's a big rolling country over there, isn't it?
Oh, yes, you bet.
That was a biplane, two wings.
Sure. That's the way. I got my picture from my home, but it's not the good one. But...
And here you are with the two dogs.
Oh, yes.
And a sled.
And Vic. Oh,
and that's Vic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cute picture. With your fur hats.
Yeah, sure.
And how pretty you are.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I had my home picture there, too.
But
it's not good one because it's old one.
Now, here's a picture of a house on a hill.
That's our house.
That's your house.
Yes, there's a tree. But that's taken maybe 25 years ago. And the trees are beautiful now, big and pretty yard.
Well,
there? Other than trees. It's pretty.
That is a pretty location, isn't it?
It is. Pretty hillside, not too high. And everybody, you know, we have a male these dogs.
Yes.
And then the mailman stopped having coffee with us sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And the dogs stop every time. They have to come 2 miles from town we live. The dogs know my male team, know I'm my house, and they stop right there. They have to come and have coffee because the dogs, they want the rest too.
Of course.
Yes.
The dogs knew the hill house was, the hill house on the hill was a resting place for them.
Yes, they like it. You know, they could rest, and then they went flying in them. But the dog mailman don't want to stop every time, but the dogs made him.
Yes.
They have 25 big dogs.
He had 25 dogs on his team.
Yes, he got to have. They have big sleighs and they pull in the sleigh. And now they come once a week to offer winter time.
Hmm.
Yes, and they were on time. Now they're talking about the airplane is better. I said, dog team was much sure. When it's cloudy and foggy, airplane can come, but the dog made it.
Yes.
Yes, well, it did. It was interesting life.
Oh, I know it must have been.
Yes, it is. And now most of the old-timers are gone. And I was figuring this summer now, if I could make it, I'm going to see my house and have a picture taking the house how much prettier now. The trees are big and big leaves and big pretty yard.
If I could find an airplane to fly us out there, by golly, I'd say let's go.
Yes, sure.
Yes, I'd love to see it.
Yes,
I've never been to Ophir.
Huh?
I've never been to Ophir.
Oh, where's your home now?
Well, I live here in Fairbanks.
You live here in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. But I came to Alaska in 1949 with my parents.
Yes.
My father was an engineer. And for the Alaska Road Commission. And he went out to Ophir on business in 1949.
Yeah, I must be. Yes, they used to come there. I met quite a few people been there.
Well, I imagine he visited you at that time.
He must. And everybody used to. In every house, we had coffee ready for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, we never were short of coffee and lunch. Yeah.
How did you get your supplies?
Well, that time we get in the summertime with the boat.
Did a regular boat run up to Ophir? Was there a regular, like a stern wheeler?
Not big, there were small boats. You know, really, Ophir River was so small up above that they have horses pulling it up, scows.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Oh. Big, beautiful horses. And they come, they have more water, and the boats come in, but then shallow water, the horses pull us up. Beautiful horses, two big horses.
Did they keep them in Alaska all year round?
Oh, yes. They have house for dogs, and they have house for horses. They have house for everybody. Nobody was cold.
And did they have the horses there in Ophir?
They had two horses there. Yeah.
I mean, that's where they kept them. They didn't keep them down on the Yukon. The horses were in Ophir.
No, that's their home. In early days, when they had done all the work with the dogs, wintertime, and horses, and...
About how big is the Innoko River there? Is it two or three feet deep? Or
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Uh-huh.
Lower end is bigger and deeper. But when you go up, it's shallow.
I see.
It's not so deep.
So they towed the barges up with these horses in the summer.
Yes.
And that's how you got your supplies?
Yes, that's right. And then later on, we get some other... Kaskokuin River. They get to make red. And then we get it there wintertime.
How?
Then we get some, you make rat. Make rat is 40 miles from Ophir. And that's the way we...
McGrath.
McGrath.
Yes.
You must have heard about the McGrath.
Yes, I've been to McGrath.
Oh, you know now there is not enough people in Ophir, so I post office been in the McGrath.
I see.
Yeah.
I knew that there were not very many people in Ophir anymore.
No, it's hardly any now.
I see. And but it's not very far from McGrath.
40 miles.
And there's a road over there, I think, isn't there?
No, not to McGrath yet. They were figuring, but I don't know if it... But the airplane takes 20 minutes.
I see. More and then Farewell. There's a town called Farewell.
I don't know. I never...
Farewell, Ophir, and McGrath, I think, are kind of in there together. I thought there was a road.
Yeah, no, they haven't got... You know, we have road to Gatna.
Tukatna.
Yes. Ophir to Tukatna.
Yes.
But after that, the Megrat, they haven't built no road.
I see.
Yeah, they have no road. But they have a little river there. I suppose they have small boats. And
yes. Now, Ophir actually was a good-sized little town when you were there mining, wasn't it?
No, yeah, it was not very big. But they all busy, all make their living. All mining and making hand mining. I made money with the hand rocker. One day, biggest day, $360 with the hand rocker.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Gee, I'm cool. Can I go snipe on your claims?
Oh, yes, but they're not there. I mean, we snipe it.
You snipe it out.
You know about these mining claims, lots of people don't understand it. They think it's mining all over.
Yes.
But they're in the channels underneath.
In the channels?
Yes, the channels underneath, the bedrock. And they're not all over. You might have a poor place there and you can't find it.
Is that so?
Yes.
It's spotted,
yes, and stringers. But we have good spots there. We made it all right. But we work it out, and then later we were prospecting and opening up ground, taking top off. It's solid frozen ground. You had to take top off or you could get money.
You did?
Yes. And Mike now, I heard Mike O'Carroll that he don't take money out this year. He have 40, 50 feet to better, frozen ground. So you can't get that money. He had to work this summer and get the top off.
Oh, that's real deep.
And then next summer you'll take money out.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody would go out in the thing, you can see mining now.
It offered.
Yes, offer. Mike is...
Well, you know, the price of gold on the market now is about $150 an ounce.
Yes.
So actually, it's a good pay, pretty much.
Oh, yes. And then we mine, it's $17 an ounce.
Yes.
And we didn't have no banks, and we didn't have nothing. We have gold scales, and that's the way we paid the man, and that's the way man went in the store and paid their clothes.
Yes. How many men did you have working for you?
Yeah. We never had money. Once in a while, traveling better, we have two, three, that's all.
Uh-huh.
We work ourselves.
How did your husband prospect?
Oh, we were...
You said he was a good prospector.
Yes, there's prospecting pictures there too, somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe it's another way. We have a boiler. I have a fine boiler right here. beaches there.
Oh, now here's a picture of, it looks like Indian teepees, but I'll bet it's thawing the ground. There, it looks like a great big pile of timber, piled up in...
Oh, that's a prospecting. You know, we take wood, we cut it up and put it high like this, and they dry out, and we. I had a boiler, I'm firing a boiler there.
I see, there is a boiler there, and then yes. these great big piles of logs, and they look like Indian teepees, you know? They're piled up in that kind of a shape, like a pyramid, sort of.
But they're deep wood, and if they're green, you can't
and
get
no
stain.
And the wood is to dry it out.
You've got to be dry it out.
That's to dry wood,
I see. Up like this.
Now, there's quite a bit of snow on the ground in this picture.
Yeah, sure. We were brought back in wintertime.
Now, is this a cabin here? There's a boiler, and then there's something that I don't think it's a cabin.
No, we didn't have no cabin. There, this is the hillside. Yes, I have a fire and boiler. I'm a fireman. And we was underground, but it's steam, tore it out. Tore the bedrock out, it's frozen ground. You got the tore it out.
Well, now, was he digging a shaft down?
Yeah, we dig a shaft first. And then after we get the shaft, if there was money in the bedrock, we steam it up and he take the bedrock underneath if there's money in. That's the way we find it.
How deep would he go?
Well, yes, how deep you had it.
Mm-hmm.
We had 140 feet, I don't know, 30
100
feet.
Or you say 30 feet?
Yes.
Not 130?
No. Mm-hmm. And then we have 20 feet where I take it with the hand rocker. We give me better than I rocker. We work them short. And we was not short of money.
No.
Oh, well, we could buy everything. We built a beautiful house and get logs and,
oh,
and get big groceries, and we was not sure to earn it.
Yes, yes.
But then we had to build. We built a ditch. We put 20,000 every day in that ditch. You could have a water mining.
Yes.
Yes.
And it cost 20,000 to build the ditch.
Yes, with our own work. Mm. And we had to keep it up. We had to keep that beautiful ditch after I left over.
Mm.
Yes. So there you are. And we have water right. Because
now here's a picture of I think four men with the boiler here.
Yeah, that's another picture.
Or here I'm you are. That's
yes,
you.
I'm a fireman.
You're not the man.
I'm a good fireman. They think I'm the best fireman he had. I always have steam up.
You keep the fire going.
Yes, keep fire going and certain steam.
Well, now how do you do that?
Well, put wood in the stove.
Keep it stoked.
put them in a good wood in the heater.
Yes,
not in the boiler.
In the boiler. Mm-hmm. Did you have to chop the wood yourself?
Yes, I could do that. We chop our own wood, and we bought some wood, too.
Did you?
I know how to saw wood, and I know how to cut wood. Yeah.
That's hard work, too.
Yes, but when you like it, it's not hard.
Now, you know that, Amelia, that is true. I've been out in the bush.
If you don't like work, it's hard. Any kind of work.
That's right.
But if you have good interest in work, it's never hard.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I know I get out like that, and... you do a lot of physical work in the sense that your body is active.
And that's why you're healthy. I never need no pills and I never was sick. Now here, there, the way you and this and that, we didn't think about it.
Yeah.
It's work.
Yeah.
Your work is your health. I don't care what they say. But lots of people have money, they're not healthy and happy.
That's
work
true,
is your life.
Yes.
People don't know it, but work is your life. If you have no interest in work, you have no life.
Yes, I think that's true.
Look at now in California, there's lots of hippies.
Yes.
And they come from wealthy families.
Yes.
You know, they never learn in the work. They have easy life. And after they grow up, they're not interested in the work, and they didn't know, and they go to hippies.
They don't have any purpose.
No.
Their life has no meaning.
No meaning.
Yes.
And now they go to no good.
Yes.
Life is work. Work is your life. I don't care what they say. And they were counting about the money and hours and that too much. And now people go to do something, yet first thing they ask, how much money is in it? We never think about it.
No. You were too busy doing it?
Yes, we were too busy, too interested.
Yes.
If you built the one whole town, if we didn't find it, we put another one.
Yes.
So that's the way it goes. It's interesting life if you like it. If you don't like it,
then that's something else.
I don't care what you do.
Yeah. Then it's work.
Then it's worthless. Life is worthless.
Tell me, when you were living at Ophir, although you brought in your supplies a moment ago, you spoke of the blueberries and the cranberries.
Oh, yes. I always had them. Cannon and ticks and it. And I have glass jars. I put blueberries when it's not raining, when they were just dry. Put them in the glass jars, and they were, you put them under the moss, and they were just like a fresh long time, winter time. And I put them with the sugar and cakes, and I done everything. And we always had cranberries. And then we raised some carrots and turnips and lots of good vegetables.
Yes. You had a nice garden.
They're better than what you buy now.
That's, I believe that.
You know, they're so nice. And you know, Mike, my neighbor, the kids come to see eat my carrots. Yeah. And they buy it from stores. He said, it's funny, they should give, and they were juicy and nice. I have it in the sandy ground, and I didn't have no fertilizer. They were good.
They grew well.
Yes. But people don't grow much stuff anymore.
Well, people are beginning to grow stuff
surely
more.
So.
Yes, they are. They had, I read where the seed companies were selling more seeds now than they have in, years and years.
Yes.
Everybody's buying seeds and putting a little garden in their
That's
backyard.
That's good.
I think it is good. And, of course, they're concerned people. One reason people are growing things is not because it's expensive, but because everything you buy has been sprayed with a pesticide.
Oh, yes, sure. They're not like a unit.
And people are trying to grow their own so they don't get the chemicals on them.
Yes.
And so they don't put artificial fertilizer in.
No.
So they call it organic gardening.
Yes. We have garden of Ben Mitchell. He was happy, but he was a good man. And he raised lots of potatoes in Tukapna in gardens, beautiful gardens, and raised his family.
Hmm.
And now, after he sell out and went, nobody raised nothing. There's nothing but the grass.
Hmm.
We used to buy potatoes from him, and after he left, he tell us how to do it, and we bought. I get my potato seeds out of this experiment station here, and I didn't know what kind, but all the best potatoes we ever eat. They have nice white skin and not thick, and they were white inside and beautiful, not too big.
Yes.
And big tight. Last year we have 400 pounds.
400 pounds.
Yes, monkeying around there over time.
Just monkeying around over time. You grew
yes,
400
sure.
pounds.
And then we hadn't done the salad. He passed away. I gave it away. I couldn't use them.
Of course.
But I could have given them seeds or someone, but I didn't know who to give. Nobody raised nothing.
Sure.
This Mike's family,
yes.
They never raised nothing.
Oh.
And Mike never born wood. We have wood there, but oil.
Mm.
So that's the way people live. There was nothing but grass there. Nobody raised nothing. They could raise nice, lots of nice things, but they
yes.
didn't do it.
Yes.
Some of my friends in Maycraft, Margaret Nesbitt, she raised some stuff. And we have Alice Harris. She used to be our postmaster 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then she raised some stuff.
Hmm.
But then most of the new people, they don't raise nothing.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Did you ever use any of the wild greens?
No, I never did.
I know some people know certain things to use.
Yes, they do.
There are wild onions and things out.
Oh, yes, I never did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Labrador tea is something else I guess some people
yes,
use.
Yes, sure.
I don't know how to use them myself very well.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a picture of two people with an aeroplane. Here.
That's Vic and me.
That's Vic and you.
Vic and me.
I thought it might be.
No, that's what they are.
And that's out of, that's here you are with the two dogs again.
Oh, yeah, sure.
How many dogs did you keep?
We never kept more than one or two.
You didn't have a big team?
No, we never have dog team. But yes, went to town for mail and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere I have two man aviators. I don't know which.
Oh, yes, yes, I saw that picture here, where you flew into Fairbanks?
No, that's an airplane,
but
I have two.
Oh, two aviators.
No, two musicians.
Oh. No.
Oh, yes, that's me, and two orchestra leaders.
Oh, is it?
You know, one of my families, they are good musicians, and they are big men, and they're orchestra leaders.
Oh.
So one of the boys come to see me.
Here in Alaska?
No, California.
In California.
I was there visiting.
Oh.
No, Finland.
Oh,
I went to visit there 2 months. And I said to him, I had read about so much from your music and all that. No sense me to hear you. She went and tell orchestra leader and all of those boys what they're going to do. And they come and played for me beautiful music. I never forget that.
Oh, how nice. And that was in Finland?
Yes.
This picture was taken in Finland
then? Yes.
Gee, when did you go there?
Well, then they are waiting for Palma home to get ready.
Oh, I see.
Yes, and they say it'll take 2 months, so I went to Finland.
How nice.
Yes.
And you visited your relatives?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
And that was how long ago?
Well, time they, yesterday, which year, they, when they opened Palma home.
Mm-hmm. And well, they opened the Palma home.
Yes, and I went there.
I see.
I had my application there. And then there was a lady unhappy in here.
Oh.
And her mother, Helen, come to me and she said, Milja, would you help us out to get mother out of here? Because she's unhappy here and she wants to go to Palma, close her relatives. So I traded room with
her. I see.
That's why I come here.
That's why you came here.
Yeah, yes. I'm here.
And how long have you been here in Fairbanks?
I don't know. I forgot. Yeah. I have to dig it out.
Not too long.
Uh-huh. Yes. So
Because I know I hadn't met you and...
Yes, then I come here. So...
Oh, I'm sorry there aren't more pictures in here. Here's a pretty girl. And did you ever have any children?
No, yes, boy. But then this is my relatives' family.
Oh,
they're
in Finland?
They're a girl and getting married.
I see. That's
yes, beautiful girl, yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice to have those pictures.
Yes, well, that's interesting life.
Yes.
But then if you take no interest, if you don't... There are lots of people prospect their lifetime, never find nothing much.
You know, there are a lot of people that they don't find the gold and they don't, you know, they don't enjoy it either so much. But it is interesting that lots of people prospect and never have any luck with it.
No, there was a Jan Riek, one of her girls in Helen, is here now. She mm-hmm. was married and lost her husband.
Yes.
And then their father, they prospect in hard work.
Yes.
And he never find anything about anything. The kids, they couldn't go to school, so mother teach them to. But the girls make it all right.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Chaser is one of the girls, but they moved to Anchorage.
Oh.
And Clara is here. She was married, maybe Anderson or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. But that's the way it is. You got to be lucky, too.
Yes, I suppose.
I don't care what you do. You got to have luck with it.
I think that's a good
yes,
point.
Yes, I believe. But the workers' life, I don't care what they say. They were teaching this and that. And I don't know. But workers, you medicine.
Yes, keeps you healthy mentally and physically.
I miss my work now.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, I do, yes. But then my dreams are gone. I let the young people work. But they don't work, interesting work like I did.
Oh, you know, that's true. My dad was in mining a little bit.
Oh.
And he, as a civil engineer, he...
Oh, oh.
And but, you know, my mother's father, he was... He was from of German descent. His grandparents
yeah, sure.
had come over. And so before the turn of the century, he went west to California, and mm-hmm. he got into mining up in Colorado and Nevada. And
yeah.
when I was a little girl, he would come to visit us and bring samples of ore of some mine that he was involved
yeah,
with.
Sure.
So I grew up with a love of mining.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But, of course, most of the stuff my grandfather was in was a hard rock.
We never hard rock. We have placer mines.
But yes, then my dad was involved in placer mining up here in Alaska.
Oh, placer, that's what
mm-hmm.
we had.
And,
but it is interesting now, they have Iditarod that's close to Offa, not, I
yes.
don't know how far, they're mining town. And there was a Swedish boy there, and they were poor man.
Yes.
And they have Tony Lindström, I traveled, and he was my dancing partner.
Oh.
yeah. And then they were poor.
Mm-hmm.
But one old prospector, he find platinum.
Oh.
In Kaskokuin River.
Yes.
And then they bought them up, 25,000. And they've been making millions.
Oh, that's the town of Platinum.
Oh, yes, that's the town. I know all of them.
I mean, they've got a little old town down there, you know.
Oh, yes,
got a
sure.
general store. And
yes, and some of them are there. And Tony Lindström was one of the starters, and I don't know if she's like anymore.
Hmm.
And some of them, but I'm used to know all of them poor boys. They were poor then.
They were.
But now they're all right.
Now,
that's on the Kaskokuin River.
Their dad was originally prospecting, wasn't he?
I don't know what they done.
What?
They was in the flat. They never mined in open. They was in flat. I did rot.
Oh.
But they went through, you know, winter time going outside, the trail. They went up by our place.
I see.
That's what we know them.
And did they stop then in...
Oh, yes, they stopped. We had two rock houses there then.
Oh.
Yes, and they always come to say hello to us, but then, yes.
And enjoy some of your good bread?
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm.
Did you bake lots of cakes and things like that, too? Huh? Did you bake very many cakes?
Oh, yes, I could bake good cakes too, Piscana donuts. When I was in Iditarod, I stayed with a friend of mine, and I baked some donuts.
Yes.
Don't put too much stuff on it. And that mailman tasted it. Every time he seen me, he said, have you got any more than donuts? You know, I made them good and not put too much frosting on it, that foolish stuff. Yeah. And I have a boiled raisin cake. I made some, and Mike was crazy about it. He said, you go outside, Milla, make me some raisin cake, boiled raisin cake. Oh, yes. We bake everything in good bread. I never bought loaf of bread in the oven. I make good whole wheat bread.
Good whole wheat bread?
Yes. I put some good first-class butter in molasses or a brown sugar. I'll make it good.
I'll bet you did.
Yes, sure, and bake it good.
How about the yeast? Did you ever use the...
We make our own yeast early days. But
how do you make it yourself?
Well, we have to cook potatoes and then chicken base. But we, years and years, long time, we had we bought yeast. We didn't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but we baked bread and we got done everything. Mm-hmm. We never was short of food.
Yes.
And we had these reindeer camps.
Oh, really?
We shall have a reindeer camp. And he come to offer fall. With the 40 live reindeers, and you could pick out.
We used 40?
40.
Yes.
And everybody picked their own.
Now, who brought them in?
Vitchell. He had that camp there.
Oh.
And he have reindeer herders, and he have dogs and everything. And he come to offer a mining camp. Summertime, he might come home mining too, because they couldn't keep it. But you know how the people are. They complaining. Natives should have it. Indians should have it. Natives should have it. Because not white man making money. And he didn't make so much, but he make his living. And then the government put him up, $5 a piece. I don't know how many he have. He educate his family. And now the wolves eat the reindeer up. Nobody take care. There's no more reindeer.
Yes.
No reindeer meat.
Yes, isn't
so
that
true? So there you are.
Yes, that's sad.
Yeah. That was good meat.
Yeah, so he would bring it into Ophir every fall?
Yes.
And people would pick out their
pick
own
pick out their own on a landing fee. You could pick up what you want. We used to buy too, fall of the year when you could they freeze. Yes. That's the way we done early days, but then days are gone.
Yes, they
we
are.
We got no more reindeer.
No?
No.
No, there are a few herds over around Nome.
Yes, they might be in the Nome country.
But... There are a few privately owned herds. I think there's a government herd, and there's a...
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody by the name of Tobak, I think, has some. They're Eskimo.
Vitchell's having there. He was a German gent. He's a good man.
Where did he get his reindeer for that herd there at Ophir Island?
I don't know, but they say that they get it from Norway.
Hmm.
I don't know how long ago. Norway have reindeers. That's where they get it. But I was young and I didn't... Yeah, but we bought reindeers from him.
Were there any reindeer in Finland where you were from?
No, I never heard about it.
Uh-huh.
No.
There are reindeer in the far north of Finland, I guess.
I don't know how they have it, but Norway have it. I have heard about it, but we never have it.
I see.
Yes, that's the way. And I have lots of German people in Ophir, good friend of mine. They're good workers and they're good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Harry Harms, he was a good man, he best cook there.
Hmm. Yeah. How about that Iditarod Trail? That must have been quite a thrill to travel.
Oh, yes, and there's a roadhouse in them. You can make it in a day with the dogs or with the no shoes. There's a roadhouse used to be there. Yeah.
Did you ever take the trail over to Anchorage? Did you go by dog to Anchorage?
No. We never went up. No.
That'd be quite a long trip.
That's a long trip, and you have to run with the after dog team. Maybe they take you packages, and you go with the snowshoes, and you pay lots of money.
Is
and the roadhouses, they were expensive.
Yes.
You got to stop so many roadhouses. That was too expensive trip. We could never think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We was not interested. No, mm-hmm. We never did.
Tell me, there at your place, did you ever have any trouble with bears or wild animals?
No, they didn't have, but they looked through the window. The last time I was there, six times they looked through the window.
The bear?
Yes.
Through the window?
Yeah, one time we have a bedroom and we never had the bears around, but when I hollered to me, get up, crazy man is coming in. because we have double windows this part.
Yes.
And they he hit the window.
The bear?
Break one. But he didn't want to hit the second time. He would hurt his feet.
Yes.
And we come and take the gun and we shot him.
Hmm.
And then he put some cables back at the windows that far apart.
Oh.
They could never come in anymore.
I see.
And I put saws. These rogues got saws sharp. They don't want to hurt their feet. Very smart.
Yes.
Yes. And I work in open so much, and I never had trouble with working with the bears. They never come around. Even I work there alone.
They never bothered you?
They never did come when we work.
Mm-hmm.
But spring of the year, they wanted something to eat.
Oh.
They come to look through the window.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not scared because they could come in.
Yes.
But Mike shot quite a few bears, my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have crabs and they smell some food.
Yes.
So he shot quite a few.
How about wolves? Did you ever see any wolves?
We have too many wolves now to come around there. And I suppose that's why the bears and moose come around. We have lots of moose a couple of years. You know the wolves. The wolves come there. Too many wolves.
That would be a little scary, I think.
And you know, they used to pay $50. Anybody get them. Kill that wolf, and
yes.
They cut that out. Nobody take him. They want nothing, and now they're all over.
Is that?
I don't know now if the government do nothing. I don't know what they're going to do.
Where do you hear that there are too many wolves?
Well, they come around and howling.
I see. You could hear them at night.
Yes, and daytime. One time, the Mike's boys run to me early for morning. She said, "Don't go out now. The wolves are howling. Black wolves howling."
Is that so?
Yeah.
Did they come up around the house?
Well, we haven't had it so many, but they sneak around. I hate to go alone any place now, because they're howling, and they might tackle you.
Hmm.
Yes, so.
One man told me that, he said that he'd heard stories of other people, but he'd spent 50 years out in the mining and the creeks.
Yeah.
And he said he had never had a bad encounter with a wolf. And he thought that most of the stories were just...
No, they're not stories.
Yes.
They're true. They're coming around now. And I don't know how they could be around anymore.
Did you ever hear of any stories that of people that you knew where the wolves went after them?
Well, I suppose I don't know.
Yes.
But we haven't had, but now we get them.
Yes.
And that's a true story.
Yes, yes.
Yes, they're coming. They're coming pretty big.
Hmm.
So, and that's why I suppose we have so many moose around the house, because they're scared of wolves.
I see.
And now last year they said that we didn't have so many moose and we didn't have no bears. Bears are scared of wolves too.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if the government do anything about it. But I talked to some of the legislators, and I talked to them, yes, just a friendship. And I say, now, what are you going to do with the wolves?
Mm-hmm.
Wolves eat the bears, and wolves eat the moose, and all animals, and maybe tackle bear. People pretty soon, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
If they took that $50 off, nobody wants them. They bought nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they have done now.
Tell me, while you were living there in Iditarod, I mean in Ophir. In Ophir. Yes. Did the people have very many dances? And
oh, yes, we have dances. Anytime male come, even the old man, we give him a dance.
You did?
Yes.
And
they enjoyed it.
How did you get the music?
Oh, I have two musicians, Lauris. They were both musicians. And they come with the horses and their instrument, and they when we have a dances. And Mrs. Lowry used to say, when you have poor partner, I make it short. Oh, we have lots of dances. That's the only entertainment we had.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Who was Mrs. Lowry now?
Oh, she was... They was married couple living in Gatna. They was musicians, both of them. But they buried in Gatna Hillside now, long time ago.
Oh.
They're not there anymore.
And who was it that ran the roadhouse?
Oh, the...
Quite a few different people.
These portions, they ran, but they were rich, they were mining and making a sell out, and different people after that.
Mm-hmm. How about, were there any doctors?
No doctors, no sick people.
No sick people?
They were.
What happened if you got a toothache?
Oh, Eric Hart, one of them, you might hear about him. He was anybody have toothache, she pulled it out.
Mm-hmm. He'd pull it out.
Oh, yes, he pulled that out and out. One time he tried to pull my teeth out and he couldn't get it out.
Uh-oh.
So I went to Anguish and I told that doctor, 10 days that now my teeth are hard to pull.
Yes.
And he looking at me, but after it was true, he said, I never pull any harder teeth, they should tighten. Eric Hart used to pull my teeth. He was a minor. He's tight in Sitka home, my dear home.
I see.
Yes, and Mrs. Howard, he was married to George Howard in Kaiku, and she died in Sitka home too.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly knew everybody that was mining in that country.
Oh,
through
my
the
God.
Years.
And he done the record in the post office, and we have everything last year in Opa. He died.
Hmm.
She was a good woman, smart. Because he was married to George Howard and he was strong colleague.
Oh.
But he was good and well educated. He teach her and she learned to work.
She did?
Yes, she was good at that way.
Mrs. Hill, there's a subject that very few people will really talk about, but you know, I always heard that there were a lot of women in Alaska that were the improper sort of women.
Oh.
And of course Fairbanks was famous for its line.
Yes.
But did any of these women ever come through Ophir?
Oh, yes, they have the women, yes, they have. But, you know, Paulson, they had the rock house, and
yes.
We have dances there and entertainment. And Paulson never say, when another woman have a dance, they can never come around. They got to stay away.
Oh, they stay away when you have dance?
Yes, they didn't mix in. They say, keep their place.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Now, did they live in tents, or did they separate?
Oh, they have
cabins,
a house, I suppose, so I never bothered them.
Uh-huh.
But they had their women, but then they have to keep their place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they kept apart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Paulson, you know, he was quite drinker. They have a roadhouse. Mm-hmm. But he was that way. When we have entertainment in a roadhouse, she said, they have to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way. And most of us women, we didn't take no drink.
Yes.
Most of the women drink now, even young ones, and smoke.
Yes.
None of us take drink.
Yes.
There was all of us. And even boys, they didn't like to take drink from the woman, early days.
Yes.
And they went to dog house and she said they watered the dog and take the drink there.
Oh.
But now they don't care.
No, things are different.
They could drink all the wine and have their drinks. But that time they didn't take a drink from the woman.
Yes.
Well, they went to dog house and she said they could water the dog. When
that's when they how they got their drink. That without
oh,
the water
yes, that's the way. Anyone, but now most of them drink.